Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the Senate Committee on Rules. And we have one bill that has made a brief stop here in our committee. So I'll open a work session on House Bill 4026B. Erin, could you tell us what this bill is?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 4026B increases number of Court of Appeals judges from 10 to 13, provides that new positions become operative October 1st, 2013. There is a no revenue impact. There is a fiscal statement that was issued with the dash B version of the measure, and that is before you.
Thank you, Erin. So this bill came here because I think there was some thought that the bill needed some tweaking. After on reflection, it doesn't appear that the bill needs any tweaking, so I think it's ready to go back to the floor. And
Under discussion, Madam Chair.
Sure, the chair was going to make a motion.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
and but, you can make the motion, or I can have the. Would you go ahead and make the motion?
So the chair will move House Bill 4026B. To the floor with a due pass recommendation. And is there discussion on the motion?
Yes, Madam
Senator Farrioli.
Madam Chair, I thought that the amendment that was proposed was an improvement to the bill. I believe that Oregonians do want to elect their judges. And because this bill has come to the Rules Committee and now will be going immediately back to the floor unchanged, I would call that a lateral arabesque. It just moves to the side and then back to the spotlight. But, Madam Chair, I will be voting no because I thought that the proposal to have these judges elected was a better proposal, even though I support the concept of moving from 10 to increase the number of judges on the appeals court. So I'll be a no, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Farrioli. Any other discussion?
Yes.
Senator Atkinson.
I actually took a different tact with this bill, and I represent an area that really needs another judge. And I think the plight of the Court of Appeals is one thing, but I have Josephine County that I've got judges. I've got three judges for a county that are doing everything from their civil work and family law all the way up to drug court, and a very large increase in drug crime. And so I thought we were going to have a hearing on this bill because I was curious to know why we were interested in the Court of Appeals at a time that we actually have what I think is a very backed up caseload at the local level. The Constitution is very interesting. And when you read it about the branch of government, it says without delay, justice will be served without delay. And we have several counties of the 36 in Oregon of which justice is delayed. And I could think of those three judges from 10 to 3 in the Court of Appeals that could probably be spent in rural Oregon a little bit more effectively. I'll still support the measure, but I'll make those comments on the floor.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. Any other comments? So I think that this bill has had quite a lot of work and hearing. It started in the House Judiciary Committee where it had quite a bit of discussion, went to the Ways and Means Committee where it also was discussed in subcommittee, then in full committee, and there will be yet another opportunity to discuss this bill before it gets voted on. But I do think the Court of Appeals is known to be one of the busiest, if not the busiest, appellate court in the entire nation with a caseload that's staggering, and I don't think this bill is going to totally alleviate that bottleneck since the bill will not be able to provide additional judges immediately, but I think it is taking a step toward trying to give Oregonians decisions that they need on cases of significance, and it will call for these judges to be elected. So I think that's important to point out, too. So I don't see any more comments. So, Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And I think we'll still keep the same carrier on the bill. And I think that completes our agenda for today. So stay tuned and see what happens next. And thanks, members. We are adjourned.